because the campaign has gone fairly strategically over the last number of, or over the last year, whenever we met with Minister Simon Harris, there was very positive indications that there was something could be arranged to address the issue. We had issued a release back in December saying that we were cautiously optimistic, you know, and I suppose we're probably into a new phase in that now, insofar as the Minister Joe McHugh had indicated, well, there were additional funds being made available through the department, and that we would be prioritised in that if we were to put something together with the HSE. So we don't have exact details as yet, but again, I suppose our optimism, has been heightened today.
One of the issues that has been highlighted in recent weeks, particularly given the overcrowding crisis at hospitals right across the country, is the issue of capacity, the issue of the need for more step-down beds. And it's been pointed out by SOS and by others that the three community hospitals could have an absolutely crucial role to play in terms of easing the pressure from the acute hospital, as indeed would a new community facility in Letterkenny. There seems little doubt that 120 extra community beds alongside the three existing units is probably, at the very least, what Donegal needs.
Well, yeah, I mean, we had always argued that that we needed to retain and maintain and future-proof the services in the three hospitals. We never, ever had any official objection against the Letterkenny unit. We said, well, listen, if that's a public-private initiative, you'll go ahead and build it if the numbers are there, but not at the expense of the three existing units. So when the full bed protocols were introduced in Letterkenny, and seemed to be introduced weekly, we had always said that, well, listen, the three community hospitals had additional capacity anyway. You know, these facilities could be used, and as has proven to happen, they were very well capable of fulfilling that for the full bed protocols in Letterkenny University Hospital. So we knew the capacity levels were there. I think the crisis, if you like, in Letterkenny University Hospital has proven that and borne that out. So, again, reverting back to what we'd always said was these hospitals need to be maintained because there was space there, there was capacity level. It was a matter of future-proofing them, funding them, and basically having the HSE come on board and say, right, we're going to actually look after these into the future. And in fairness now, the Minister McHugh, Minister Harris and the department are singing off the same hymn sheet now and saying, yeah, this is a completely viable option for them. So, yes, we have to get down into the minutiae of the actual details. But again, we have to view it as a positive move at the minute. There's still ongoing discussions, and we'll keep them discussions going.
One of the interesting points that emerged in recent weeks was that in certain instances in some of the community hospitals, people have not been able to avail of respite services that they would have availed of because the beds were needed to provide respite and to provide backup for Letterkenny. So an indication, if any more were needed, that there is a need for more beds in the community, there is a need for more beds in the county.
Yeah, well, I mean, part of the difficulty that surrounded that was, you know, it was a blanket thing for across all community hospitals in Donegal that there was no more respite for local people that had booked that in. And that was a huge concern. But again, I suppose we had felt that the three hospitals that we were working with, you know, there was increased capacity there. You know, the bed review that was announced through the department last year, the HSE were only going to look at critical care units and the likes of Letterkenny Hospital. We had said, well, you need to look at all community hospitals because whatever about having a shortage of beds in certain areas, there was loads of beds in others. And again, the crisis kind of brought that to a head. Now, we're hopeful now that if Letterkenny is starting to get its act together, for the want of a better word, that we'll see the respite reintroduced into the community hospitals very, very soon. That was meant to end in mid-February. We believe it may be going on to March. But again, I think we've shown how good our community hospitals are when they can take up the slack. You know, and if given the opportunity, and this is supposed to be critical, they have the capacity to do this. you know, and we should never get rid of something if it can fulfill more need. And that's exactly what we're suggesting.